Surprising what a difference a day can make, innit? Yesterday I was down and out. Today, I'm not on top of the world, but I'm better than halfway up. So what's changed overnight? Very little. I got a couple of crits out the way, had a natter with my union man about getting back to work. As a devout workaholic, I also hold down a full-time job, but I haven't been able to work after a cardiac wobble at the beginning of the year. I made some inroads on how to write horror, and I took the evening off to watch an episode of the Beeb Sherlock, which I'd recorded when the series ran a few weeks ago. It's an interesting experiment, and oddly enough, I think it works. I'm a purist at heart. I have a full set of Conan Doyle's original tales, and normally I'd consider a 21st century Holmes to be blasphemy of the highest order. But the programme is put together quite well, with tight dialogue and fast-moving action sequences. And they haven't lost any of Conan Doyle's fine attention to detail and deductive logic. The timing's right, too. The original Watson returned to England after being wounded in the Anglo-Afghan War. This Dr. Watson has returned to England after being wounded in the current Afghanistan campaign. It's rare that I watch TV. In fact, if the television people relied on me for the viewing figures and income, they'd have shut down years ago. Hooray! The very thought of watching television is enough to have me ranting at the rafters. And yet, I watched a couple of hours of telly last night. No wonder the sun's shining this morning. The holidays are getting closer too. A fortnight Friday I shall climb on back of giant albatross, traffic, holy my shoe, 1967, and fly a couple of thousand miles south for a fortnight in balmier climes, me, this blog, 2010. The packing's almost done. All we really have to do is balance the two cases and two pieces of hand luggage to ensure that we come within the 40 kilogram joint limit. It means juggling camera lenses here, netbooks there, sunscreen in one bag, shampoo in another, MP3 player in my pocket, mobile phone in the wife's handbag. It's organised chaos, but we always get there. It reminds me of my writing process. I always set up individual folders for each project. I notice that Voices has numerous nested folders and an all-up size of 34 megabytes. This is for one novel, 110,000 words long, contained in a single file, 334 kilobytes of memory. Everything is in these folders, from the earliest draft to the final version. And they don't count the audio version, which is held separately, and it runs to 2.5 gigabytes. Hopefully, by the time I get back from Tenerife on October 1st, that single 334KB file will be on the countdown to launch on an unsuspecting reading public. One side effect of this unexpected optimism is a reduction in my pain levels. It's probably psychological. There's no magic cure for my crumpling frame, so it's unlikely to have simply gone away, but for the moment it appears to be sleeping. Oh, the joys of looking forward.